Well, Jason, the world of business never stops.
You got that right, Edmundo.
And let's talk about something that I have noticed is making such a huge comeback, and it's been years in the making, but records.
Old school vinyl, yeah. It's really making a resurgence, and we're getting a new shop downtown.
Downtown.
Not necessarily a new shop. Justin Tiskowitz has been running Iconic Records out of a booth up at Big Daddy's Flea Market for about 5 years now. And he finally got a good location downtown. He's moving. He'll be at 224 North Campo. And he's going to have a grand opening on Saturday, September the 2nd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. He'll have live music. People can come in and check out his stuff.
What's his collection like? What kind of stuff does he have?
It's huge. It's absolutely huge.
Because I have not seen records since Hastings closed.
I know. And he's got an awesome collection. It's huge. I mean, it'll floor you when you walk in. He has got funk, soul, jazz, blues, punk, metal, and, of course, classic rock.
Classic rock. No way.
Yeah, lots of really cool old vinyl. And this guy is amazing.
Does he trade? Does he only sell?
He buys and sells, and he also does some online sales. But for the most part, and in talking to him, it's really interesting. He talks about the fact he doesn't really think of himself as selling records. He thinks of himself as trying to help people, you know, us guys that like the old school sound of vinyl, build really fantastic, complete collections. And you can really do it at this place. He's got work coming in all the time. I know after he moved in, he got an additional 1,000 records that he had to, you know, find a home for. And this guy is amazing. You've got to go in and meet him. He is absolutely one of the most focused, driven people I have ever seen. He's got a job working with UPS. He works with Exit Realty. And the record store. And he was telling me he kind of wanted to ramp up the record store because his son had a very rare brain condition. And as a result, he's kind of paralyzed in his left arm. So Justin wanted to get this store up and running so that when his son, who's now 8, grows up, he can just move in and take over the store.
Neat.
And this kid, him and his wife started way back in New Jersey. And, you know, built the store there and then moved out here. And he said that his son has just been – he's perfect for it because he's been raised around records.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
that
very,
is so cool.
Very cool.
Many years ago – I don't want to say how many years ago, but I think it was about 20 years ago – I grew so frustrated with carrying my record collection around that I threw it away.
Oh, Edmundo.
And to this day, I regret it because it was just a pretty cool collection. But I thought – records are out.
Yeah, no, they're back.
Okay.
And he also helps you, you know, get players fixed. So if you've still got an old record player lying around,
As you can see right here behind right here in the studio, we have a record player.
There's one right there.
Okay, cool. All right, let's talk about a success story at West.
Yeah, a neat little story out of West. They're a statewide small
business
assistance.
Remind me again what West is.
Statewide Small Business Assistance Program. And they've got an office here in Las Cruces. And they're kind of under the radar. Not a lot of people know about them, but they help small businesses get funding, help them through expansion. And that's exactly what they did with Brittany Ingram. She was a stylist here in town, and she was doing pretty good with her single chair business. But she kind of wanted to you know, move forward and expand a little bit. And as anybody that expands into small business finds out, financing is rough. And she had a budget for the business, but not really to run the whole show. She wants to get up to 5 chairs. She's got 4 now. So she Ingram and Studio 16 is the name of her business. They got a startup loan from West to do some modifications, some equipment purchases, get some inventory. And West has followed up with a few site visits. She's doing really well. She's got 4 chairs now and looking to add a 5th.
Let's talk about location, location, location. Is it true that switching locations helps a business?
Absolutely. We've got a case study this week, MTTI, the Massage Therapy Training Institute. You know, they used to be out on Picacho and moved to right across the street from our office there at the Sun News.
Oh, no way.
They're just across the street. They're at 303 North Alameda Boulevard. And they moved there in 2014. And they have had a 25% increase in business since they moved there. And the story that we've got came to us from Finance New Mexico, who helped them out a little bit. And Timothy Gay is the guy that owns it now. He bought it from his father and wanted to move up, increase business. So he turned to a local bank, Century Bank, to help him get a U.S. Small Business Administration commercial loan. And that was what helped him expand. And you know, I got to watch that building come from, you know, kind of run down. It was just office space. And they completely remodeled, repainted, dressed it up. They've got break rooms for the students. You can get a really low-cost massage there, and they're doing fantastic.
Good for them. Jason, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.